Ralph Hotory, Malady Panels. Everything Hotory touches turns to black, one critic has written about Ralph Hotory. In the late 1960s, Hotory was working on an extended black series. He painted with black, shiny lacquer on board, creating a mirror-like surface, or with acrylic on canvas, which gave a softer matte effect. Color appeared in these works, but only in thin bands, etched into the surface of the paintings. At the same time, also in Dunedin, studying and tutoring at Otago University, was the young poet Bill Manhire. Hotory and Manhire formed a fruitful friendship, the basis of a number of collaborations. Manhire recalls the beginning of the Malady collaboration in this way. I'd written this concrete pattern poem, which was just three words, four words actually, but three articulations. Malady, Melody, My Lady. And I'd made them into a typewritten booklet, pages of word patterns. I must have given a copy of the Malady book to Ralph at some stage. He presumably flicked through it and started making the paintings which became the Malady series. Manhire's poem was a fertile starting point for Hotory. You took the words and set them free in paint and ink and pencil. In the Malady series, Manhire's words swirl in circles or float over lakes of black paint or form geometric shapes. In the Christchurch Art Gallery's Malady panels, the stencil words form rectangular blocks at the bottom of the seven panels, anchoring seven coloured circles, one in each colour of the spectrum of the rainbow. Hotory is adamant that his works speak for themselves. One of the few things he's ever said about his work, he says, in 1973, "No object and certainly no painting is seen in the same way by everyone, yet most people want an unmistakable meaning which is accessible to all in a work of art. It is the spectator which provokes the change and meaning in these works."